There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
So when you hear the inevitable critics of the deal sound off, ask them a simple question. Do you really think that this verifiable deal, if fully implemented, backed by the world's major powers, is a worse option than the risk of another war in the Middle East?
All right, the president says exactly that. What do you prefer? Which poison, my friends? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is the story. So Obama cuts a deal, essentially, that would give Iran a nuke within a year. Now, some would say, and we had somebody on this week that talked about that, Harlan Ullman, who was a big-time Navy commander, and of all the military opinions that I've gotten on this show and people that I've gotten to know, he's an incredible fountain of information, and he said as much. Listen, it's not about the nuke. It's really about some other things surrounding it, because if they want to get a nuke, they're going to get a nuke. So is it that we have the watchful eye on Iran, and if we can cut a deal where there's accountability, we can watch and make sure that the unthinkable doesn't happen? Israel was, of course, hysterical about this, because Netanyahu didn't want to see this happen, the prime minister, at all, saying this is incredibly dangerous and you are detached from reality. How can you cheer on this deal? Now, I'll tell you where the tough negotiation starts, and to the president's sentence that you just heard there. Negotiating with Congress is going to be tricky, because that's what has to happen. Yes, indeed. Remember, June 30th is now the deadline for this whole thing to be put together. We're just talking framework here. So all of the dancing around and burning the midnight oil in Switzerland was about putting the framework together. Okay, you take this, we'll take that. Here's what we say, accountability. I'll give you that in five different languages and with interpreters all over the place around the clock, and some very strong Turkish coffee, because it's a known fact, if you want to feel like you've had 50 Red Bulls, drink Turkish coffee. Oh, I've done it. You will be up and wired forever. And I'm kidding, but of course they did have Turkish coffee there. I know that. So now what has to happen? And we don't even know really a lot of the points. We know some things about the deal, but not a lot. Like, what are the accountability points in this? So now, striking this deal with Iran, Obama has to win over the Republicans and Democrats, because some of the Democrats aren't convinced, in Congress, because they're not so sold on this idea of this agreement. And, of course, they've got to sign off on a final deal. We don't have a king, or at least I don't think we do. They can't bypass Congress with this. Initially, that was the thought. You know, I think they wanted to take this right to the UN Security Council. But that's not happening here. It's Congress is next. So Bob Corker, the senator from Tennessee, the Republican, who is the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee, as you all know, and a sponsor of a bill that would give Congress the authority to approve or reject any deal, thinks that there'll be a strong vote from the committee when they take it up. And they're taking it up in just a couple of weeks, April 14th. Some Democrats are also on board with this bill, too, or they're co-sponsoring it anyway. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says that the announcement deserves careful, rigorous, and deliberate analysis. Doesn't that sound like a mouthful of what? Careful, rigorous, and deliberate analysis. So over the next 3 months, I guess that's what's going to happen. Negotiators for the U.S. and the five other world powers will haggle it out like they're in a Turkish marketplace. That's two references. With Iranian counterparts over the critical details of it. Then the president and his aides will have to make a case to the lawmakers that Iran's nuclear ambitions will be curbed and that Tehran and the regime will be compliant and we can verify it. Well, that means you can't shut out the inspectors. That means we have to know exactly what's going on. And I don't know, what are the chances of that? That's the key thing here. It really is to be able to have the accountability piece. It's huge. I mean, look, they've got vast capabilities to produce nuclear weapons, and I think they're getting them rapidly. So any detail has to be reviewed, because once we lift the sanctions, baby, they're gone. That's no longer an option. So the threat to the Iranians is the sanctions. They don't want the sanctions, especially banking sanctions, because that's where you really start to feel it economically, and that's where the people get restless. And they don't want restless people, because that leads to revolt, turmoil, and all kinds of things that they don't want to see in Iran. They don't want to see it. And remember, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, he was one of the people that came up with and helped draft a letter from 47 Senate Republicans to the Iranian leaders saying that a future Congress could reverse any nuclear deal, and said that the administration was considering a list of dangerous U.S. concessions that would put Iran on the path to nuclear weapons. See, I think they'd be on the path to nuclear weapons no matter what. But I think curbing them would be good. I think, more importantly, the idea to keep an eye, a closer eye on Iran, would be the best possibility of all. And, of course, to avoid any war. I mean, do we really want... Look, we've got Yemen hanging in the balance. There's so many crazy things happening in the Middle East. The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, criticizing these negotiations, lobbying Republicans to put the pressure on the White House, can't be happy. I mean, he pretty much said, he went to the 140-character world and said, a deal based on this framework would threaten the survival of Israel, and it wouldn't block Iran's path to the bomb anyway. But see, I don't know that you can completely block it. I don't know that you'll completely block it. The amount of nukes, all of that, yes. But blocking the path completely, I would say no. I don't think that happens anyway. So the goal for the White House is you keep the Democrats on board with this, and then you prevent Congress from overriding a promised veto of this legislation sponsored by Corker, who I mentioned, and the Democrat, Robert Menendez, who's the other side of this. So they have to look at the oversight responsibilities, which they are going to do. They are going to do that. And the bill would require a wait time of 60 days before suspending sanctions against Iran. So they do have the opportunity to approve, reject, or not even take any action on the deal. What do you think will happen? Look at the Senate. You got 54 seats in the Senate. You would need 13 more votes to override a veto by Obama. Eight Democrats, one independent, have signed on as co-sponsors of that bill. If you want to weigh in, you can. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment solid basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Here on America Tonight, we talk a lot about whistleblowers. In fact, we've had some whistleblowers on the show. We've got Robert Sadowski with us now. He's in our virtual green room. And check this out. He's a trial and appellate attorney. And what he specializes in is exactly what we're talking about, this whole whistleblowing thing, whistleblowing cases. And he just was involved in a huge one. And we're talking about a $10 million judgment. So can you imagine what you go through, the rigmarole, and getting to that point, and as I say, stepping out in, you know, into the light. So Florida settled this suit for $10 million, and he was the lead attorney. Thanks so much, Robert, for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So tell me a little bit about the case. I know this had to do, I mean, it had to be kind of fascinating to go through what you went through in this process, because what we're talking about here was a government case. We're talking about Miami-Dade Transit, and your client ultimately who decided, okay, I got to say something about this. So what was it like? Take us through the beginning to the finish, because you know, you got to go back a couple of years.
Sure. Our client, the whistleblower, had 30 years of experience in government grant funding. She had worked at airports receiving transportation grants from the federal government for airports, and then she switched over to Miami-Dade Transit that handles Metro Mover, the rail system there. It's the 15th largest rail system in the country. And shortly after she began as the chief financial officer, she noticed the operation was in complete disarray. None of their contracts were compliant. None of them had any of the required federal language, and one in particular that's very important. When the government gives money to municipalities for the transportation system, one of the most important provisions is that the municipality must engage in contracts that have a what's called a Buy America clause. And there are two purposes for that. One, to stimulate the domestic economy by buying American products, and number two, for quality assurance that they're they're made and tested in the United States. Miami-Dade was not doing that. So our client brought this to the attention of her supervisors, and she was rebuffed by everyone. She ultimately went to the county commission, and again she was rebuffed. This ultimately ended up being reported in the papers, and she was made the scapegoat and summarily fired for having come forward and brought this to light. So she you know, not only was smart, knowledgeable, experienced, brave, and they gave her the back of their hand.
Wow.
So a long fight after that. And while she was in the office, she was cooperating with the Transit Office of Inspector General. She was cooperating with the FBI. She was feeding them documents. She prepared a marvelous case for the agency. However, the agency, in its wisdom, decided not to back her up, and the case was filed under seal, as are all whistleblower cases. The government had a chance to look at it and declined to intervene. So we proceeded with the case with co-counsel, local co-counsel in Florida and counsel in Texas, put together a team and litigated the case, took up to 60 depositions, survived many motions, and ultimately the Miami-Dade came to its knees and realized they were looking at the kind of judgment that could easily bankrupt the county and city. So in the end, they agreed to pay our whistleblower $1.6 million. They paid back the government over $6 million and ended up paying over $2.25 million in attorney's fees.
Wow. Wow. So, you know, it's interesting. You did a great job taking us through that. And this was a couple of years, right? Because don't you go back to like 2012? And is this typical when you have these cases? I mean, of course, it's not an overnight deal. And as you mentioned, all that you had to go through with the witnesses, the documents, gathering all of that. In one sense, because I've seen these go much longer, you had to be pretty pleased, actually, by the fact that we're in 2015 and this is settled.
Yes, these cases, I have one right now that's about to be settled that's been 8 years in the process.
Wow.
So it's a long, hard road, and it's hard for the whistleblowers because while it's under seal, they have no one they can talk to about the case, except their lawyer. So there's a great deal of hand-holding and dealing with the frustrations, the financial hardship of most of them being out of work, and if their identity becomes known, being blacklisted in their profession, losing friends, professional colleagues. So it's a very lonely world for whistleblowers.
When somebody comes to you, because I mentioned at the top this was your specialty, what do you do? What's the process to knowing whether or not they have a good case and you can invest in this case because you know it's going to take some time?
Well, I spent 15 years as a federal prosecutor looking at these cases and deciding which ones had merit. So, you know, I go through that same process now. And I also look first at, you know, the quality of the evidence, how knowledgeable the person is overall about the industry they're looking at. You can have you know, I've had people come in who are compliance officers who knew book and verse of the dirt within the company. I've had other people who have come in who were, you know, a pharmacist or a physician. And sometimes I have people come in who are very early on in their careers, and this happens with doctors a lot. Someone has a fellowship at a hospital, and they are seeing inappropriate billing going on. And that's a very hard case. And I have to tell those people, you have to figure out what your profession is going to affect you after this comes out. And is it worth your while to bring this out and suffer the slings and arrows you're going to suffer for an eventual payday and for doing the right thing? And I've had a lot of people come to me with $1 billion of exposures in states, but they are experts in one field, they have children in college, and they can't risk coming forward. So it's a very difficult decision, and we look at all facets of their life, their merits, how it's going to proceed, what's going to happen with their life before we, you know, before we fire the gun and go to the government with a disclosure.
Do you think we do enough to help whistleblowers in this country?
No, we don't. We don't. You know, the standard procedure in the pharmaceutical industry, in the medical field, is to ostracize them, malign them, marginalize them, and the protections really aren't there. There are anti-retaliation provisions in the False Claims Act that provide double damages for lost salary and benefits, but you know that, you know, having someone basically give up their profession in order to come forward, even with the handsome rewards that are potential, you know, it's difficult. And the government only intervenes in about 22% of cases. So, you know, you've got 78% of the people coming forward who either have to hire a lawyer like me and go forward alone, unintervened with the government, or sort of try to crawl back into the woodwork and keep the case under seal and go on with your life. But the Department of Justice does not like whistleblowers' identities to remain secret for reasons I can't fathom.
Well, neither can I. Robert Sadowski, great stuff. We'll have you back on again, and bravo. It's nice to get those judgments and keep fighting those wars and slaying those dragons. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I need somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but have no use.
All right, if you want to react to any of the things that we're talking about, you know you always can throw that in. That's obvious. We're chumming the waters. But Iran, good deal, bad deal, wait and see. Does Congress sign off on this, and should Congress sign off on it? 855-266-5283. Interesting talking to Robert Sadowski there, because I really do admire the whistleblower, how tough it is to be that person when you see something happening and go through the rigmarole, as you heard him describe there. And often that person can't do it. They want to do it, but they can't because they'll get crushed. They lose their job. She lost her job. And she did get the judgment where she gets $1.6 million. But how long was she out of work dealing with that, getting the blowback? And in this case, they had such solid evidence. That's the great news. If in any way you don't have enough documentation, there isn't enough evidence, then you really get sold up the river, and it's pretty tough. Supposedly we have so many things in place to protect whistleblowers, but is it really the truth? It's like arguing about Ed Snowden. Ed Snowden is considered really a traitor by the president and by most in Washington. So if he came back to the United States, there's no whistleblowing for him. He's not considered a whistleblower. He would be considered a traitor because he signed documents saying that he wouldn't expose any, because he had crazy clearance, he wouldn't expose any government information, and he did, and they would just nail him to the wall on that. Whether we think, hey, shouldn't he really get whistleblower protection? Imagine the NSA had to change so many policies because of his data dump, because of all the information that he had and still has flowed out. So there is that program. There is the, you know, if you go to the Department of Labor's website, there is a section for whistleblowers, the whistleblower protection programs. And it talks all about that, that you know your rights, and that since this, you know, workers' protections were passed in 1970, you can file these complaints and feel good about it, but that this protection program, which is a little bit new, they say, if you read it, that it would protect an employee who reports workplace safety and health, and, you know, getting all the way through everything from airlines to consumer products to railroads to maritime to all of that. All that stuff is in there. And they, in fact, they even have a big meeting coming up. They've got a committee, and they're having a meeting in a couple of weeks to talk about whistleblowing and things that have happened, and, you know, what's going on, and people who are fired for reporting hazards. And, you know, they always talk about the cases and cases where somebody wins. And there certainly have been some of those. You heard Sadowski, and that's why he specializes in that. But it's still pretty darn tough. All right, on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, so this one from Joseph, who says, Kate, I got to tell you, you know, listening to on and on about Iran and listening to Benjamin Netanyahu over a month ago coming to Washington, D.C. and getting the stiff arm from the prez because he was running again for prime minister, and that was the excuse. He didn't want to seem like he was pushing in his direction. I think we're going to have a real problem with Israel. I think it's smart that Congress embraced Netanyahu, because why would we want to be on the outs with Israel? Who do you trust more, the Israelis or the Iranians? Well, it's no contest. Are you kidding? The Israelis. That's not even a question for me. Yeah, so there's no doubt that this deal with Iran has caught Netanyahu and other Israelis in the wrong spot. And there are absolutely Republican raw meat reacting to this, saying, you know, this is a huge mistake. And even Scott Walker, who is kind of the darling of the moment on the Republican side of things, the governor of Wisconsin, is saying, you know, his first thing he would do as president, he'd be undoing the Iran deal. That would be the first thing that he would do, that this is just going in the wrong direction. All right, so let's take another one. There was a couple of, I even went through some already. I'll just rifle through them. Don't go down the rabbit trail. This one from Ted, who says, Kate, thumbs up on the Iran deal, because I say, why not? We might as well take the chance, except for that they have to make darn sure everything's in place before any of the sanctions are lifted. That would be the part that could be very, very sticky. As long as they lift the sanctions at the right moment, then I think it's smart to try to make a deal, try to keep them in line, have some accountability. Have some accountability there. Well, you know, Iran now could take their nuclear program, I suppose. They're not going to be able to take it to wherever they want, because there would be that accountability part that you're talking about. All right, one more. This one from MD, who says, hey, KD, I like that, haha. I have been listening to the show a lot, and I like the way that you talk about a lot of different things, and I get a real kick out of dumb things I shouldn't have done. I promise you I will send my own dumb things. I think it was a dumb thing to cut a deal with Iran. I agree with you. I don't trust them. I wouldn't lift those sanctions. I think the sanctions keep them in place and keep us in the game, because it's very hard if we economically cripple them. Well, yeah, of course. So here's the thing. We better not have a war with Iran, right? We better not have a war with Iran. We don't want to have a war with anyone else in the Middle East if possible. Unfortunately, the Arab Spring didn't really work out. I mean, that was going to be the big thing. Hey, we're good. We're going to make friends with the Middle East. Everything's going to be great with everybody all the way around. And we're going to solve this crisis. And that certainly did not happen. How about this? This from Susan, who says, Kate, Indiana on the map for all the wrong reasons. I have to respectfully disagree with what you had to say about Pence and others, the governor of Indiana. I think he knew what he was doing. I think he's anti-homosexual. And now he's put himself in the position where anybody who supports equal rights, no matter what gender you are or what you prefer, that it shouldn't be about discrimination, and they're going to lose a lot of tourist dollars. It is crisis time in Indianapolis. I will say this. It is a bit of a crisis because there are people bailing on the Final Four. I mean, how many to amount to anything, I don't know, because certainly the teams are going to be there, and their fans or people who paid crazy money to be there, a lot of them will still be there. But they're taking a hit, yes, and they're taking a hit on future sporting events, and I don't know, there's some other events that were supposed to take place there that they're talking about pulling out. I mean, how far people go, that will be interesting to see. And the Indiana lawmakers, by the way, okayed the changes to the religious freedom law when everything hit the fan last week, because now it's been exactly a week. So the governor signed the clarifications to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to protect gays and lesbians from discrimination after this firestorm of criticism from businesses and civil rights groups. And he said that the bill was misunderstood, and he emphasized that it still protects religious liberties. And you know what? I don't want to pound on Pence because I don't think that. I really think that was the whole idea there, that it was the religious freedom. I'm sure that's not everybody who supports the religious freedom law, the restoration law. I'm sure that's not how everybody feels. And they might have thought, okay, well, this is another way to do that. But I don't think Pence did. I think he got blindsided. You could see it in his face. When someone's blindsided, in whatever situation, I think you could really see it with him. And by the way, here's a quick note here. In fact, Jill said it to me. Kate, did you see what happened to that Indiana pizzeria that got really nailed for saying that they wouldn't serve gay people, they wouldn't provide pizza for a gay wedding? How about the money that was raised for them? Yeah, almost $400,000. There was a fund that was set up to help them because they made the comment. They were being interviewed, and they said they wouldn't cater. That's what they said specifically. They wouldn't cater gay weddings. And so in one day, this shows you how many people were trying to help, they almost got $400,000. 13,000 people donated to the pizza place. It was Memories Pizza through GoFundMe that was set up by an investigative reporter. Do you believe it? That's crazy. I mean, that just shows you. And so they said they got financial. They lost a lot of money for standing for faith. And they shut down the shop until further notice because they got so many threats. And then they were urged to open it back up. And there was, in fact, one guy who tweeted out, Lawrence Billy Jones, who tweeted out that followers should make liberals really, really mad. And he himself raised $50,000 by midnight. And within 3 hours, donors had sent in $30,000. Wow. How about that? Mm-mm. I mean, they were bombarded with threatening phone calls and comments and fake phone orders for pizza, and then on the other side of that, look at all the money that they ended up getting too with that GoFundMe and other people pushing to raise money for them. Wow. Crazy. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Get over the fact that, I mean, that's incredible, all that money that was raised. See, there's always the yin and the yang. So for as many people that ordered fake pizzas, which is just wrong, and others that threatened, called up, said nasty things, trashed them on Facebook. I mean, that's the deal with social media, right? Social media is like a grenade in someone's hand that they can anonymously, they can pull the plug if they want to. And then explode whatever it is in the 140-character world of Twitter or on Facebook, although you're more exposed on Facebook, Twitter, sometimes a little bit more, or just even the comments that people will make after stories. But while it can be amazing in one sense, it can be awful in another sense. And we're starting to see, by the way, repercussions for some of the things that people are tweeting, because when they go after certain people like Ashley Judd was one of them. They bite back and they go after them. They find out who they are. Kurt Schilling, former pitcher for the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Phillies, among other teams, who was upset by some of the things that was said about his daughter. So in the middle of what's going on in Indiana, by the way, it's 1 week and it's already flipped around, but the controversy will roll through the weekend. The governor's already changed it, so you can't discriminate against gay people, lesbians, whatever. You can't. That's what now this is saying. Hey, this is about religious freedom, but by the way, you can't discriminate. So kind of confusing. And he said he was confused that the language, he looked at it, he didn't see what everybody was talking about. And now it's picked up so much steam that it's put a spotlight on, okay, so what does that mean if you have religious freedom and like this pizza place, hey, we're not going to cater gay weddings. Now that's there, so are they discriminating or are they breaking the law? And when they had to shut down, then people donating money to them. So it's, you know, now the horse is out of the barn, and I think there's still going to be more controversy attached to that as they try to figure it out, now at this point. But just Indiana's not the only one. Arkansas also has a religious rights bill. And there are a couple of other states that are talking about it as well. And I think that initially the intent in some places, not all, because I would have to sit through council meetings and really know the ideology of the people who are pushing some of the legislation locally or statewide, the state representatives, to be able to answer that truthfully. But I really don't think that all of it was about that. I think that the shift was seeing some of the people that were religious had strong beliefs that were getting pummeled in certain areas. So now throwing something back to them, in some cases, that's what that was about. In some cases. Here's an interesting fact. Did you know, and you might know this, and I know I've mentioned it once or twice, that we have a lame duck attorney general? Yes, that would be Eric Holder. We cannot shake this guy. I said when Obama first started, I did a show, and I called it the Pink Slip Show, that who was baggage for Obama? And I said Tim Geithner was baggage. He was the Secretary of the Treasury. And I said that the Attorney General, Eric Holder, was baggage because some of the initial things that happened almost out of the gate on his watch with the White House. And here he is still lingering. Because the president's choice of Loretta Lynch is taking longer than expected. You know, she was thrown up there in November. Now we're talking about going into April. But this may all get resolved. Mark Kirk, a Republican senator, announced that he was supporting her. So this may give the vote that they need. Get that 51st vote. And if they have the 51st vote, then she's in. And what he said is that he was confident from his conversation with Loretta Lynch that she's going to be a valuable partner in confronting the gang violence that's robbing families of their children in Chicago. And he represents Illinois. All 44 Senate Dems and two independents are expected to vote for Lynch. So then she would head up the Justice Department if that happens. Most Republicans will vote against her because what they're going to do is they're going to protest the president's executive order easing the whole threat of deportation against the undocumented immigrants in the country. So they're going to protest that, and that's really what that's about. And they said as much. So this isn't unexpected. But him jumping over will make a big difference. However, the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, has put that nomination on ice until the Senate passes a domestic human trafficking bill that's being blocked by Democrats because of the objections over some of the anti-abortion language that has been attached to that measure. I mean, see, this is what it is. It's like fishing and all the minnows are on top of the good fish. So what happens is, this is how it works in Washington. You've got something of substance that's floating around, but then other amendments are added to it, and it's the other amendments, the other things attached to it, that sometimes really kill it. And this was part of the thing with Lynch. It wasn't so much Lynch as it was, okay, we're going to vote against anything that you put up. So that's what we're going to do. We'll show you. And because of that executive action, here's the one thing here's the one thing that we can come back and bite you with. But now that looks like it could get over the hurdle. Maybe could get over the hurdle. Also, as we race toward the finish line here, something else jumped out at me. You know, we're talking all week long about the plane crash here and there and what happened and whatnot. And the lawsuits are starting to pour in. So I saw a poll somewhere. Which would scare you more? To be almost killed in a plane crash or hit by a car crossing a street? I thought, what kind of poll is this? It was like a business magazine. Well, either or. How about none of those scenarios? How about no thank you? I don't want to be in a plane that almost crashes, and I certainly have no desire to be walking across the street and get hit by a car. I mean, of all the choices, would you rather? You know that game, would you rather? Would you rather be hit by a car, or would you rather be in a crash? None of the above. Every time we see a crash, we shudder because we think, ooh, when I fly, it's random because I'm not behind the wheel, right? Somebody else, we're sitting as passengers in a tube. Somebody else has the controls. But if you live your life that way, I guess you never go anywhere because you're not flying the plane unless you have your own plane and you're piloting yourself, which if you have enough money, you can certainly do that. And there are people who do that. There are people who absolutely do that. But what a cockamamie poll. Of all the things we poll, and this is the situation, which would you rather? Which would you rather? All right, we've got to end on an up note here. How about this? Identical triplets getting married in a triplet ceremony? I mean, that's togetherness. So it's the Binney sisters in Brazil. And that's a rare sight. I've never heard of a triple wedding. But how cool is that? I guess you don't get your own day, but you get your special day all together. They're 29 years old. They wore identical wedding dresses. They had kind of similar hairstyles and makeup. And the only difference, maybe this was to tell them apart, was the color of the bouquets they had. Right? That's it. So it was Rafael, Gabriela, and Eduardo Tomei. How about that? I love that. That's who they married, the triplets. Rafaela, Rachela, and Tangian, Beanie. And they married Rafa, Gabriel, and Eduardo. What about the minister who had to perform? You may kiss your bride simultaneously. What would that be like? It'd be cool to have been there, though. Bravo for them. That's togetherness, like I said. Thanks for listening.
In a complicated society, stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE.